Yes, yes, yes. You know what time it is? It's the Mandem Link Up Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, the MYTHMANE. Yo, DK, what are you telling me?
Yeah, man, you know it is back again. Yeah, ready to go.
Come on, Big Dot, my guy. What are you telling me?
Back.
Jeez, long time, bro. Long time.
I've been on a bit of a hiatus, but I'm back now.
Trust me, the people missed you, mate. The people missed you.
Come on, gang.
And Mr. Sauce.
Come on, man. Kizzle, NGU, One Life. You know what it is, man.
Come on, that's it. We're here.
Wait, so what, we're getting straight into it, yeah?
Come on, get into it.
Ah, cool. Another dilemma. Can't lie. I don't know if any of the man them have been in this type of situation before, innit? But it's definitely a bit peak still. Anyways, ah, cool. So I'm going to read from the perspective of a girl. And then, yeah, you'll get into it. So anyways, I lost respect for my boyfriend after seeing his younger brother beat him up. Yeah. I'm looking for some genuine advice because I can't stop thinking about what happened. My name's Aisha. I'm 30. I've been with my boyfriend, Terrell, for 4 years. We've always had a solid relationship. He's sweet, attentive, etc., etc. Treats me well. I've always felt the love, felt secure. The issue is his younger brother, Jamal, who's 25. He's all right, cool, we get along. But he acts super dominant around Terrell, her boyfriend. Pushing him around, mocking him, sometimes he's taking things too far. I think it goes really more into disrespect, but he says it's more brotherly banter. Recently, Jamal had a falling out with the parents, so he basically started staying at our place. Crashed a few nights, but he started disrespecting the house. Smoking, inviting his friends over late nights, whereas me and my boyfriend have work in the morning without asking, all that type of dumb shit. Things escalated one day when I heard shouting downstairs. Came down. By the time I was downstairs, Jamal and Terrell were both in a full-on fist fight. My boyfriend Terrell was on the floor bleeding. Jamal tried to go back in for another hit before I physically actually stepped in. I yelled at Jamal to get out.
That's a miss.
Hey. That's
what
I'm saying.
I said she had to step in.
Yeah. I stepped in, told him to get out. As he was leaving, he kicked Terrell and threatened him. If you ever touch me again, I'll knock you out.
Boop, 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 boop.
Terrell now has a black eye and a few cuts. He keeps on brushing it off as just brothers fighting. And the sister's not a big deal, but I can't shake the image of what I saw. It was heartbreaking and honestly humiliating to watch the man I love get beaten up like that. Especially by his younger brother. 7 years younger than him, by the way. 7 years younger. Since then, I've been questioning things. I know physical strength doesn't define a man, but I can't help but wonder, in a real crisis, would Terrell be able to protect me?
Hey, it sounds like she might end up with the younger brother.
That's deep.
How old is Terrell? 30?
32. I still love him deeply, but something in me has shifted. I've lost some respect and I hate feeling this way. Basically, she wants some advice, really and truly. What should she do in that situation? Advice. She's seen her man get smoked by a younger brother right in front of her eyes, basically.
Her man is a soft dude, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what should she do?
You know what it is? Yeah. Yeah, she needs to leave still.
What, leave him?
Yeah. Because obviously, What if they're in the street and that, and he can't be able to use his hands or something? You know what I mean? You got to protect your woman, you know what I mean?
Hey, what I'm saying though, yeah.
That's a mad thing.
We don't know Terrell's physique.
Don't matter.
He could not, but what I'm saying is this, yeah. He could actually tuck in his younger brother, but he's choosing the road of peace. So,
go on.
No, but I'm just saying that, on that older brother one, I don't know.
Joke thing.
I don't know. I mean, from the time your younger brother's putting hands on you, it's a myth.
This is getting to me, because it's like, what if he's with his mum and that, and what? And they get into a situation where you don't have to protect your mum. This is your girl. What about your mum, bro?
Yeah, but
so
remember,
what's his name? Jamal has to come through and beat up everybody.
Yeah, but Jamal wasn't sticking onto his girl, though.
Madness.
Jamal was only been violating his older brother. He ain't been violating her. It's not on Jamal's violating me. He's just been violating the house that he's staying at, which they both live in.
Jamal has kind of been violating.
But he ain't violating her.
Let's bring it back. All right, cool. Jamal got kicked out of his yard, his parents' yard, yeah?
He's on a savage.
So he had to go stay with his brother and his girl in their crib, yeah? He's gone there treating it like it's his fucking yard.
Bro, he's on the
smoking, bringing people to the yard, doing all this and that. To me, that's pure disrespect, innit? Like, if I tell someone you can stay in my yard, I'll come downstairs and you're burning a zoo in my crib.
Mm.
That's pure disrespect. But then on the flip side, Terrell should have kettled that from the time it first happened.
True.
So really and truly, we can look at it like this. Jamal must have had Terrell on smash from time.
That's what I was about
You know
to
what
say.
I'm saying? Because Jamal moved into his brother's yard. Mm. And from time he's in his brother's yard, he's like, no, it's calm. Mum will smoke weed. Mum will bring things. Do whatever I want to do in your older brother's yard. So to me, that tells me Jamal's the one that said, yo, Terrell, go shop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But yeah, in terms of the girl, I can't lie. You can't leave your man over that. I'm so sorry, innit? You can't.
I think Jamal sends his girl to the shop anyway. Jamal's girl to the shop. I think he says, you both go shop. go Aldi. Go buy me some groceries.
You might end up smoking his girl.
You get me?
On that, his girl might be like, you know, I f*** with your brother more than I f*** with you. On that, he's a man's man.
Nah, that's a mad thing.
I think it's been happening. You see where you try to brush it off as a... That's just brotherly love. He's been getting smacked up by his brother for years.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
And
now that he's girl seeing it, he's trying to play it off.
You got to think though, yeah. When's the first time this could have happened, yeah? Because you got to remember, there's a 7-year gap. So let's say
when they're teenagers.
But bro, this is what I'm trying to say. Let's say Terrell's 18, Jamal's gonna be what 11, smoking his 18-year-old brother at 11.
Man.
No, but this is what I'm trying. This don't make sense. This is where I'm trying to understand, like. Obviously, the dilemma, yeah. We don't know Tyrell's physique. So he could physically be stronger than his younger brother. He's not choosing the road to violence.
No, listen.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, he might just be a calm...
I got like, 4 younger brothers, yeah?
Mm.
Obviously, one of them is bigger than me. I could knock him out. I could still beat him up. He's way bigger than me.
Are you sure?
Well, like, taller, just, like, wider.
He's just short, he's wider. I could still punch him up.
Yeah? Or is that sort of, like the brother... The brother thing or
like? Yeah, like I could beat him up. I could do like he always said, yeah, I could fight. He's like, don't matter the size, I could still knock you out. You know what I mean? Don't matter the size.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
You get me? I ain't got physique like that. I could still knock people out.
I'm definitely a skinny dude. I can't knock out my brother. There's no way in hell I would. Don't get it twisted. I tried to punch him one time. Yeah, he grabbed me up. It was long. Yeah, threw me down. It was mad. But I don't know.
But free my bro though, free my bro. But yeah, he knows, innit? Like man will knock you out, innit? It's all love though, innit? You get me? But free bro though.
You see me, like, I ain't even got a brother innit, so I can't really talk on that sort of thing. But to me, like, I'm so sorry, yeah, there's no way I'm getting smoked by someone 7 years younger than me, innit? Like, absolutely impossible, bro. You know what I'm saying? In front of my girl as well. Like, say that for me, if I was in that situation, I don't care if it's my younger brother, yeah, I'm smacking you up, innit? Like, you can't punch me up in my own yard. Yeah, remember that. In his own yard. Yeah. And then in front of your girl. I'm sorry, like, that's...
On layman terms,
If it's anyone else, that's caused to really, really do some harm to them. You know what I'm saying? But if you're looking at it from the girl's perspective, yeah, I understand why she's looking at a man like, you're a bit of a joke, man, innit?
Yeah,
because... Okay.
You see, us men, yeah, we meant to protect our women, you get me? Like, we meant to protect them, make sure they're safe, you get me? You know what I mean? You can't just let your little brother just smack you up in front of your girl, bro. Your little brother, 7 years.
I say that's insane. Anyone, bro. Well, it makes
just
it worse.
Anyone, that's
brother.
What I'm saying. What about your mum? What about if your mum needs protection? What? Your mum's gonna call you. What? You can't defend your mum?
Jamal's coming
Come on,
in,
man. You need to go to some boxing lesson, watch Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, or something.
But don't get it twisted. You can't smack up everyone.
I know you can't.
You get it?
I know you can't.
A man's not trying to say, like, all right, cool, that Terrell, obviously, he's the chief, innit? Like, I'm just, it's a point blank period. He's the chief. Like, you're letting your brother put a black eye on your face. So, your missus is definitely in the bed looking at you, thinking,
he used to watch Aaron the Plumber, cuz.
Blood.
I don't know.
Like, your little brother put a black eye in your face, and now homegirl's like, bro, man, don't even respect you as much as I did before.
He needs to watch Aaron the Plumber. Aaron the Plumber got knocked out. He's like, nah, we need to fight again. You get me? You gotta keep fighting.
And what happened with that after you fought again?
Like, he lost.
So he still lost.
Yeah, but at least At least he made effort.
His girl doesn't matter.
Exactly. Because your girl doesn't end up leaving you.
Yeah, no, I can't lie.
Why not feeling him already?
You know what man needs to do? Terrell needs to hand in his notice, bro.
Yeah.
Resignation from the relationship. I can't do it no more, babes. I can't even be with you.
But it's not even worth the beating no more.
I can't lie. You man are chucking it a little bit. Like, let's be honest here.
If I lose a fight in front of my girl,
what, you're gonna leave your girl?
I'm done.
Yeah, 100%. I'm done. 100%.
What do you mean?
Because you know she's gonna violate you, innit?
What?
She's like, what? You know how women are.
Bro. Come on, man.
You say one slick thing. You like what? Bro, your little bro knocked you out. What are you talking about? What are you gonna say then?
She definitely told her friends as well. Like, yeah, you know, told his little brother definitely put
group chat.
Yeah.
Come on,
you're the dick in everything.
Come on, bro.
Nah, come on, lad. Nah, know what it is. You can get your respect back.
How?
Nah, how?
Man. Well, you're gonna have to knock out 10 guys just to prove a point.
Nah, listen, man.
Bro, it's not like it was a random stranger. It was your brother.
So what? What's he gonna do?
Your blood that you.
Nah, I can't lie. How's
he gonna gain his respect?
You can get away with it.
He's gonna have to go. I don't know.
In a different scenario, you could get away, but let's say, for example, you went to a club or a bar and had a fight.
And then you
got into it, but got punched up.
You lost, yeah.
Pub fights and bar fights are the things. To get punched up by your family member that's younger than you, that you have to keep seeing, that she has to keep seeing year after year, it's done. The thing's done, bro.
Nah, I can't lie. The only choice Terrell's got is going down the boxing gym, getting right, and... his little brother coming back for the run back.
Bro, but the thing is, you know what I'm saying? The girl said, I'm starting to lose respect for my man. But what's the point?
What's the point exactly?
Yeah, but
that's what she said.
I hear that. That's what I said from the beginning. I hear that. You got two scenarios. Terrell's self-confidence that's really been knocked out because obviously your little brother's smacking you up. And then now, on a plus side, your girl doesn't even respect you.
I can't lie.
People in your lives in this one house don't respect you, brother. You might as well just evict yourself from the house.
What's her name? Aisha. I can't lie. I think she's a bit of a wronging for that, you know. Because, like, all right, cool. You got smacked up by a younger brother. Yeah. I don't want to say it happens because I don't think it happened to me. But it happened, didn't it? Yeah. But tough, still, man. Like, let's be honest here. That's your girl.
Tough.
So, she should be an attentive woman, though. Like, am I wrong to say that? Your girl should be attentive to you, no?
Women don't care, bro.
Remember what she said.
He's moved in, and then he started disrespecting the house. So, it's definitely been conversation being had, like, oh, clean up this, clean up that. I'll do it later.
She's done been preening angles.
You know what I'm saying? It's a build-up thing. And then it got physical. And then, remember, she said she had to intervene. So you're in the house, two grown-ass men fighting each other, and you see your partner getting involved, getting moved. Your partner's losing her life.
She stopped.
And she came through like a risk.
Yeah.
You get it? She came through like a referee.
Oh my God.
Stop. Leave my boyfriend alone, please.
So secretly, she's been getting in the middle and banged in her face as well.
My point exactly.
You've already done enough.
So now you're getting banged in your face.
Okay, it's enough. It's enough.
You went from being the protector to being the protected.
Exactly.
She's protecting you.
Let me ask you man a question.
How old is Aisha?
Let me ask you man a question, yeah.
I said she's 30, innit?
Yeah, she's 30. She's 30. Have you man ever been in a situation where, like you lost the fight and it was one of those that, like, you walked away saying, yeah, I ain't getting no run back there. It's done.
When you say this context, are you talking about with a woman?
No, a woman not gonna beat you up.
No.
I'm just saying, in life,
was a woman with you at the time?
Just a situation where you've lost the fight and people saw and it's a bit embarrassing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
No, but how do you man feel?
I just get over it,
bro.
Yeah, man.
I can't remember, we rushed a couple times, man. Back in the day, man. Yeah, 7 days and that.
Yeah, bro.
I'm getting into the old heads.
I had one heavyweight chick grab me by, you know when I had them rock takes?
You got rocked up by a girl in front of, bro.
This girl was like a heavyweight. I was in year 7, she was in year 10. She thought I said your mum to her, innit? But it wasn't even to her. Blood. I just remember her, she was running down the hill, bro. I tried to run, but I just remember I'm in midair, getting flung down,
wait, bro.
In front of everyone.
You said the girl's a heavyweight, so you got run down by a heavyweight one.
Huh?
You got run down by a heavyweight girl.
Yeah.
Like she was fat.
Yeah.
And you couldn't run away from a fat girl.
bro, I can't lie. That backpack alone, yeah, was heavy. You get it? That backpack alone was heavy.
So what, she grabbed you by your bro, backpack?
She grabbed me by my backpack and she flung me around, blood. I'm in mid-air. Remember, hey. I was a skinny
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was easy to pick man up, especially with that backpack with a rucksack as well.
She used the weight.
Bro, in front of everyone. Like, you know, she dropped me to the floor, bro. I got up. Everyone just there laughing at me, bro. I just ran down. I ran to the train station, Seven Kings. Yeah, cried on the train home. Yeah, safe.
That's a long journey, you
bro.
Know.
Bro, it's definitely a long journey. Bro, I'm there looking outside the window. Wait,
so when you went back to school and saw that same big thing, yeah? What, did you not? You weren't looking at her now?
This is where you get cool. So, the funniest thing is happening is, yeah? Couple people that I went to school with lived around the same area, innit? So, word got back to my sister. And the world got back to my and you know, Docs, you know my sister, innit?
Yeah.
So I didn't even tell my sister nothing because, like, what's she gonna do, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in year seven. So then the next day, homegirl comes up to me saying, "I don't want no problems. I don't want no problem." I'm like, "I don't want no problems with you." Like, seriously, I was a bit dangled, innit? Like, yo, don't throw me in the air again, innit? Yeah. This time my sister came through,
what? And then smacked her up.
Yeah, really. But I didn't want that to happen. Like, I didn't want to get my sister involved.
So what message have you got to say to that girl that...
Yeah, what should she do?
Who, Aisha?
Yeah, man.
Is her name Aisha? The one that
Aisha.
Oh, you talking about what?
The girl that flung you by your school.
Oh. I wasn't thinking about you, bro.
what message you got to say to... Oh, you said you weren't speaking
about her. I wasn't speaking about your mum. Safe, innit?
Mad.
Well, that's the only thing you got to say to her all these years later.
Yeah, bro, because at the end of the day, I get it from her point of view. Who's this year seven skinny kid talking about my mum? Are you dumb? All right, cool, I'm going to put hands on you. What could I do?
I just can't.
What could I have done?
What could I have done?
She was a heavyweight. I was a feather with lightest weight.
But you're a runner, bro. So how are you getting run down by
I want to run in year seven, though.
But
at the end of the day, I got flung in the air. The next day I came back to school, but I don't get it twisted. People were teasing me about it. Then after a week or two, people stopped talking about it. It was just in the past now, innit? You just move on.
I can't lie. You know the funny thing about that? You see, like, our generation, the BlackBerry generation.
Yeah.
Oh. Knowing something happened.
Yeah.
MSN. There were no VAR. You couldn't review the footage.
Yeah. MSN. Everyone's just talking about it.
If you were in school that day and someone had a fight, you hear about it the next day.
Yeah.
But no one's got footage, so it'll be spoken about that whole year. That's it.
Everyone had different variations at one fight.
This generation now.
I was behind him. I was in front of him.
Listen, after the BlackBerries went off the market and iPhones came in, that's where all the trouble started coming.
Remember, all we had was that 144 pixel happy slap days and all that stuff.
The Walkmans, the Nokias.
Yeah.
Now, with them iPhones, I'm seeing people's videos on the internet for like 10, 15 years, bro. They're still there. Real,
That guy in New Year's when he's getting bored by that thing.
Every year, bro.
Hey. Well, don't you think it was funny, though? Yeah, like back in the day when there was no phones around, when there was a fight, guys were actually scrapping more than nowadays in this generation where everyone just wanted to take out their phone. Back in the day, people would start fighting because they had no, let me get my phone out and start recording you threatening me.
Cameras, just vibes.
You get it? Nowadays, guys are doing, punch me. Why you got your phone in your hand for? Like, why are you documenting your
fight?
Why
are you running for? Man is holding a kebab knife, you know? Why are you running for?
Why do you think I'm running, bro? You know what? Then let's even bring that back into this topic. Imagine if Terrell then said, look, I had enough. Well, tried to wait up his own brother. What? Is he in the right or is he in the wrong?
That's the next thing.
That's too far.
But you already have me snapping up your own brother. Banged up your brother. You knocked him out.
Hold that L, man.
On the family one, you could. It's knuckles only.
I just deeped.
How many times you can
fist up anyone in your family as a man?
No, I just deeped. Yeah. This whole situation is Terrell's fault. You know why? Because let's remember, Jamal got kicked out of the parents' crib. Yeah. Terrell knows his own brother. So, like, in your case, is that you know when your brother's a hothead, you know when your brother's a bit wrecky, a bit loose, yeah? You've said to your own bro, all right, cool, I know you're trying to help him out. But if you know your brother's a hothead and he's a bit disrespectful, why are you going to come bring him into your yard around your girl? You know what I'm saying? Because it sounded like man just straight started disrespecting.
But
the
this
crew.
Is what I try to say. You know, maybe so Terrell.
It's Terrell's own fault. Might smoke,
just be that older brother where he's just kind of like a bit. You know them.
Nah.
He's lenient, but with that leniency comes I can violate you type.
Nah, I think it's different.
If the day it switches on, we like I'm not getting violated no more. The whole dilemma will be different. I see my partner smack up his younger brother. I don't know how I feel comfortable around him because he just smacked him up. That's your younger brother. You shouldn't be doing that. That dilemma could have been that.
Mm.
As much as we're getting onto him, the dilemma could have been, my partner's been smacking up his younger brother, he's living with us, he got kicked out of his house, I feel sorry for him, it's making me feel less attracted to him. We didn't flip it like that, did we? So this is what I'm trying to say, maybe Terrell is trying to go down the peaceful route, but at the same time, he's getting violated. He's only going to get to a point where he's going to crash out and
I think smack him up.
Nah, that's more like a joke man route still.
Yes, I think you look at...
Like my man's violating your crib, bringing like Lily Blues to the yard and doing all sorts of madness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Zeus, like doing the next thing. Man's bringing Bear Lily Blues and that Bonnie Blue, whatever her name is.
What should she do then?
It's a dope thing, bro. He should just leave her, bro.
No, what should she do?
She should just leave.
Just leave.
Get
the
a
thing.
Man that can protect her.
Nah,
bro.
You don't. From
it's
time
that
you,
simple.
So
bro.
What? If she ends the thing, what is she moving out of the house or is he moving out of the house?
Whoever's paying for the crib.
Whoever paid for the. I say
yeah,
that's Jamal's yard, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're both.
Not Jamal, sorry, Terrell's yard.
Yes, I think it's Terrell's yard store.
Oh, it's his yard.
I don't know, but it's them two's yard, yeah, because they're living. Aisha and Terrell, they're both living together. You know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion, whoever's paying for the yard, the one that ain't paying has got to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Joke
but
too.
The thing is, yeah, one, I'd actually be, once your girl,
don't respect you. She probably told Terrell to duck out anyway, man.
Yeah.
Hey, duck out, let your brother say. Duck
so I'm out, saying, bro. once your girl, I think you said it before, once your girl don't respect you.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap, man.
It's kind of a peak still.
Yeah, call it a day, bro.
Cause let's flip it like, from time I kind of look at a girl like a certain way, there's no coming back.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no coming back. Once I look at you like you're one of them.
Wait, exactly.
You're like, not reversing that.
If you see a girl, she's just doing hella Bonnie Blues, you're not going to look at her the same, bro. You're not going to respect her, bro.
Hey, G should have been in this.
She doesn't even have to do a Bonnie Blue and you won't respect her.
You know what I'm
saying?
G, be captain, save her, bro. You know,
if I'm being honest,
you're trying to give these girls chances, bro.
Oh, my days.
And at the same time, you got to respect yourself.
You have to respect yourself.
You got to leave.
You have to respect yourself.
You get
me? So what?
You got to leave.
What we're saying is, yeah, you took an L from your younger brother smacking you up, and now your girl don't respect you. So in his situation, he's now going to take two L's in one.
You're vulnerable, bro.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable, but
if you can't protect, provide...
Yeah.
What can you do?
I think the thing that makes it very peak is just the fact that she's younger brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, if you're out with your girl, yeah, everyone loses a fight, but your younger brother...
I know Bear Man that lost the fight in front of the girl, like, in the bars. What, like,
and
what he was saying, like, in a bar, in the
and
clubs.
It's
minor. Yeah, they're together because it's a stranger, isn't it? Not your little brother,
yeah,
bro.
That's the thing. It's like, all right, babe, don't worry, man. I see you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's your younger brother, so... We're gonna see him again at some family reunion or whatever. Like that's your blood. Like your blood snatched
you
up. Like
you can't even pipe up to your younger brother. You told you shut up.
Yeah, watch. I'll do that again.
Go fix my plate, fam.
So what we saying?
I need your love.
He needs to write off. Yeah,
your salad cream.
Yeah, right off the relationship.
Yeah, I can't lie to roll.
Get yourself in the gym, son.
Yeah, go get a girl that respects you.
The gym ain't gonna help you, man.
Go boxing.
Jamal's got bands as well.
Yeah, I can't. You see, Jamal's on that Black Air Force energy.
Hey, just don't bring your next girl to around Jamal, innit?
Yeah,
it's not even that, bro, because Jamal's still going to smack him up with his girl or not. He needs to get himself busy and ask Jamal for a refight on a one-to-one thing.
Yeah.
When no one's around and fist him up.
Yeah. Get into the gym or the octagon or some sort of physical
But let's be honest, though, the way brothers fight is a bit mad. Like, I'll probably say the worst fights I've seen is between brothers.
Yeah.
Like, them man just be rumbling.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
So, you think of every violation your brother ever done to you in your life, fam. You know
like
what I'm saying?
Like, me and my older brother, yeah. I got an older brother as well. Bro, yeah. He can beat me up, bro.
Yeah.
He's supposed to beat me up because he's older than me.
Yeah, but would you still try to test it?
Oh no, but obviously.
He's not on it. He's older than me.
So I expect him, but I'll fight him though.
I'll still fight him, but
you get me? But yeah, I know
I'm not on it.
He's got more, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm not on it.
That cap, bro.
See my older brother, me and him, we got different genes. He's wham, I'm mugged. It ain't gonna make sense me trying to.
You get me?
He'll fold me up differently. Like,
bro, me, I was trying. Even though I was losing, I was trying, cuz.
But you're
he was doing the
you're
gym.
You're crying and that.
Yeah.
You're punching
I was still losing. But, you get me? Man's giving the connections. I'm still losing, cuz. Told my mum had to stop it, and I'm like, yeah, what that? Cause you get me? You get me? Then the dad comes, and you know when it's all quiet, blood.
Hey, I can't remember the last time I had a fight, man.
Yeah, sibling fights. Mm. Yeah, there's people fight to the death.
Yeah.
When you love each other, the day or two later.
You know what I'm saying? But listen,
love, innit?
Aisha, seems like your relationship's hit a wall. You ain't never going to overcome that. So just find someone that can protect you. And Terrell, sad up, innit?
Get in the gym.
Tash, my man. He's a protector still.
Yeah, I'm saying, chisel man.
But listen, that's the Mandem Link Up Show. You get me? Yeah, listen, like and subscribe. DK, Big Dots, Chisel.
Come on.
You know what time it is, man. You get me? You man, you man not saying nothing now?
What, outro?
Man, say something.
Oh, man's here,
innit?
Like,
you
want
to say? You get me? Man, them link up. Know what time it is.
I ain't never lost a fight in my life.
You get me?
Bow.